You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, the room is dark and the rats are running around. Orkin says for the sixth year in a row, Chicago has claimed the top spot on the rattiest cities list. Los Angeles was the second rattiest city, and New York came in third, followed by Washington, D.C. this year. That's probably not news to Rebecca Fife. She is the brains behind Landmark Pest Management. She's an urban wildlife expert and research director, and she joins us now on the Team Hochberg phone line. Rebecca, welcome back to the afternoon lunch.
Hi, Steve. It's so nice to be with you.
We're talking about your bread and butter, aren't we?
Yeah, I love rats. Unfortunately, the study you're referring to is kind of junk science, and I'm here to debunk it just a little bit.
That's fine, because this is just Orkin. This is just a publicity thing for Orkin, right? Talking about the number of calls they get.
You know, I'm sure it's really well-intentioned, and what they do is they send a, you know, Freedom of Information or Act request to all those cities, and they ask for complaint data, and that's a great starting point, but we're not comparing apples to apples, and let me give you an indication why. So if you are in a number of cities and you call their equivalent of 311 to make a rat complaint, and you say, the burrows are in my backyard, they're going to stop you right there, and they're going to say, I'm sorry, this is only in the public way. You need to call a private pest control company. Chicago has a totally different social justice-based system, where if it's in your own yard, they're going to respond, and they're going to bait the burrows in your yard. So automatically, we're going to have a higher level of complaints because they're providing the service on private property.
So we're nicer. We're nicer in Chicago.
We're way nicer, absolutely.
I like that.
Here's the next thing Chicago does differently. They automatically make a return visit. They're so incredibly thorough that they're going to go out, they're going to put a rodenticide bait in the burrow, and they're going to go back a week later without a second call to see if the crumpled newspaper they put in the burrow got kicked back out, which means it would need to get baited again. And they're counting that second return visit as an additional point of data in their complaint data. And we're not correcting for that in this study either. So saying that Chicago is the rattiest city is totally untrue junk that is just being said because we haven't looked at this data to correct for issues like that so that they can actually compare apples to apples or rats to rats, actually.
Well, I'm weirdly disappointed. I really thought maybe it was a story here.
Well, no, we're not the rattiest, but I mean, rats are amazing, and every city has a rat problem.
Rebecca, are we at least a little ratty?
A little ratty.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
Rats are not native to this country. They came on the ships from Europe when, you know, settlers came to this country. They settled the land right along with us, and they've grown with us in every city. And they have some amazingly fast reproductive abilities. They the male can gain his ability to copulate between 45 and 75 days of age, and the females pretty much spend their whole life pregnant, and they're always gestating their next litter while they're still lactating and feeding this one.
Wow.
So they're really like quite a reproductive factory.
They're like Irish quintuplets.
Yeah, exactly.
How quickly is the turnaround? I mean, how quickly can a rat have a baby?
Just about every month and a half.
Wow. And how big is their litter?
They have around seven. And the really interesting thing is they have quite a fun mating ritual where they have these really sensitive whiskers called vibrissae.
Yeah.
And the romantic encounter starts with them going nose to nose, and they touch each other's faces and get their vibrissae, their whiskers, kind of excited.
No kidding.
And then they emit a mutually arousing 50 kilohertz ultrasonic vocalization that you can't hear, but I guess that rat moaning is really exciting for them because then they have their 200 to 300 milliseconds of rat pleasure.
200 to 300 milliseconds? So that makes me feel better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, that's it. It's over that quick.
Yep, it's over that quick. They do that about five or six times over the course of a minute or two, and then they're done.
And then the lady, Matt Rat, has babies in 45 days, and then they start all over.
Yes, they do.
Okay, and then you kill them.
We do. do. So we like to seal up holes that they're getting into, but we also bait burrows. We put in above ground bait stations. It really takes a multi-pronged approach to reduce a rat population in a yard or a neighborhood. The city does a great job. People need to call 311 and let the city know where they're seeing burrows. The response is very fast and very thorough, much more thorough than the rat departments in other cities. We really sincerely do a better job here in Chicago. So make those 311 complaints online or by dialing 311, and the city's very, very responsive.
I grew up in a farm town, a really small town. When I was a kid, my house was probably less than 10 years old, and they were building on a vacant lot behind me. They had a construction mound of dirt that grew foliage, vegetation all over it. And all of a sudden, there were rats there eating my mom's tomatoes in the middle of this tiny town. I don't know where those rats would have come from. Are rats everywhere?
They really are. They're more in urban areas because they arrived in our port cities and they feed on our garbage. But they also live in farmers' fields if they can make it to that area. And in China, they're a major agricultural pest because that's where they're native to and they live in the forests and things. But here, they're not as much of an agricultural pest as they are an urban pest. And we feed them our garbage. And we also feed them our pet waste. And when I get called to people's homes and I say, you know, I see a lot of burrows on your property. What are you doing to prevent rats? And they say, well, I always pick up after my dog when I walk my dog.
Right.
But I'm standing in a field of dog poop in their backyard. And I say, well, what about in the backyard? And they say, oh, I don't pick it up in the backyard. I pick it up, you know, on the street to be a good neighbor when I go out for a walk. So people are feeding the dog, I'm feeding the rats by not picking up the dog waste in the backyard and only picking it up to be neighborly on their walks along the parkway, but it's creating a lot of food source in the backyard. So people need to pick up their dog waste in their backyards really
immediately.
So
when you go
too.
Into the backyard, when you go into a backyard, you can probably see those burrows immediately. Are they easily found for someone like me?
Are willing to get down on a knee and put your head under the bushes and see if there's any holes alongside the roots, then yes. But if you're standing up, you know, as tall as you are without really bending over and getting your head under the bushes, then no.
Yep. Looks like I'm not going to find any then because I'm not game for that. Okay. So if there's one thing that someone can do aside from picking up pet waste, I would imagine it's the garbage, or what's the one thing you can do to protect yourself from rats in your yard or your house?
Well, let me give you two things. One is take away the food and harborage. So if there's a shed that they're living under, put it on a slab. If there's an area where they're digging under your fence, bury some expanded steel or call a professional like my firm, Landmark Pest Management, to do that. If you can afford private pest control, get it. Get above ground bait station boxes. Get the burrows baited in your yard. If you can't afford it, you're so lucky that you live in Chicago because Chicago will provide it for you. Call 311 or make a 311 complaint online and ask them to come out and bait the burrows in your yard for you, and they'll do it.
Rebecca Fife, the name of the company, Landmark Management, Landmark Pest Control, or I should say Landmark Pest Management, for God's sakes. Give me the website, Rebecca.
We're at landmarkpest.com.
All right. Listen, nice to talk to you. I'm sure we will again, and I'll go home and look for some rat burrows maybe tomorrow morning.
It was the best 200 to 300 milliseconds of my life.
You know, I've heard that so many times. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News on 720. It gets tiring. WGN.